Good morning, and welcome to One-on-One with the Pros, right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's time for Car Talk today with the Dungeness family of autos, and we have guests in the studio today. How you doing there, Brad?
I'm doing great today, Tom. How are you? It's a beautiful day in Bartlesville.
It's brisk.
It's brisk. It's 18 degrees, my vehicle said on the way over here. But
it was something like that when I got here at 3, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's pretty.
It is. It looks good. You don't want to spend too much time out there.
This kind of weather is hard on the vehicles. If you have a weak battery, this is the time of year where you're going to put a lot of stress on that. You need to definitely have that checked out. This is a good time of year to have that battery tested and just make sure you've got the amperage there to get you going when you need it.
Just enough to turn her over, as they say.
Well, you might want more than that.
More than that. Couple of times.
Yeah, turn it over a couple of times. Because you're going to get home once you get to your destination. You want to get back home. So that's good. It's a big time of year. We've kicked off Truck Month at the Ford store. This is an annual event for Ford dealers this time of year in Oklahoma and Texas is Truck Month. We have our really big incentives. All our 2019 F-150s and Super Duties have got to go. We're going to sell them all in the next few weeks. So there's a great selection. I think over 20 of the F-150s. They're starting at around $10,000 off and going up bigger discounts from there. There's great interest rate incentives on the vehicles. Great deals on Expedition and Explorer also. Really big incentives for Truck Month this time. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, it's a great time to shop. On the Toyota side, we're off to an outstanding start this month, just really racing and selling all the product we can. The inventory's a little bit thin right now on the Toyota side, but that's all right. I mean, we can get anything that you need.
They'll always make more.
The beauty of the Toyota business is that. I mean, sometimes we sell more than we have on the ground in a month, and it's a great business model. Allows us to lower our costs and make great deals for our customers, and Toyota's really good at that. So even if you don't see it on our lot, come talk to us because we'll go get that vehicle for you, and it really doesn't cost any more at all.
You've been doing business all over the United States. People are coming by.
We really do.
Yeah, I know.
Just last week, I was talking to a guy that I met from California who came to buy a used truck. And we had people come all the way from Pennsylvania recently to buy a Toyota-certified Prius. We've had customers, we have all the time from Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Texas. That's really our most common out-of-state customers. But, today's market, particularly on used vehicles, it's pretty, specific what people are looking for.
Indeed.
And when you've got what they're looking for, they'll come all the way to get it. And, so we're out there. The point I'd like to make on that is we're out there buying those cars. I mean, each one of those that we sold to these far-flung places, we bought in the Bartlesville market from customers. And so just bring it in. If there's something you want us to take a look at, there's great tools on our website where you can start that valuation process or really do any research you're doing online, whether it's, you're finding out about the vehicles themselves and the different trim levels and options that are available on each vehicle. There's great stuff that explains the safety equipment on vehicles, which is something you definitely want to check out. Almost all new vehicles now come with a lot more safety equipment than what you're driving if you're driving a vehicle that's more than 2 or 3 years old. They've also got a lot of great new connectivity with our phones and our digital lives and through apps and other things that help you in your transportation, whether it's finding a parking place or getting tickets to a movie or low-priced gasoline. Your cars can all tell you these things now and help you with that process. So it's all new, so that's what we really spend our time doing. I mean, I think in today's market, that's really the price is the easy part of buying a car. I mean, we're all pretty transparent on that, especially at Dungeness. We try to keep everything really simple, and the price is easy. It's finding you that right vehicle for your situation amongst all the different choices of new and used and certified and all the different models out there now. I think there's just more and more choices and all the different things. It gets kind of confusing to consumers. But we're there. We can help. That's a great thing about Dungis, is having both Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln all on one lot. All and our sales team are trained to sell across all the brands. So
simple.
You can really check it all out on one place with one person and get a great deal at the same time. And you get our great Q Certified program, which I think we always want to emphasize that. That's one of the big differentiators between Dungis and our competition out there. And every new vehicle we sell comes with a no-cost, 7-year, 100,000-mile nationwide powertrain warranty. So this covers all the mechanically lubricated parts of your vehicle. There's a few exclusions, but it's a great warranty, and it does last for 7 years, 100,000 miles, on top, of course, on your new vehicle warranty. And we do that at no additional cost for our customers. And we hear all the time from our customers that that's what separates us from the competition, that when they're out there shopping, they may be able to compete with us on price. That, you know, we're all pretty competitive in today's world, really. But they just can't overcome this difference, that we come with that great warranty. You know, some of them will have different kinds of warranties where maybe there's some of them are using different chemicals that you got to keep using in the vehicle in order to have the warranty go on. And some of them require you to do service at a specific place. Ours is a nationwide warranty, so there's none of those traps or gimmicks that try to give you, keep you. Mislead you into a different value, but that's really important to us to be transparent and clear and simple, but still to give you that great value when you buy the car.
Very good, very good. I like that. Now, there's a difference between price and value, right?
That's very good. Yeah,
you talked about everybody being competitive on price. What's behind the price is the value.
Well, that's a great point,
and that's something that people really shop for.
Well, that is, I mean, I think when it comes down to it, it's about everything. It's the relationship you have with people. It's what's going to happen after you buy the car, because the experience of owning a vehicle really just starts with the purchase. And, you know, with over 90 years selling cars in Oklahoma, we know it's that repeat business that enables us to keep going.
Yeah.
And we can't do it without our customers. It's, you know, more and more competitive and challenging in our business and more costs every day. So it really is important that we maintain our customers and take care of people and really build the great culture that drives our business, because it is about our people and how they take care of our customers and that whole Dungis approach, you know, as supporting the community out there, trying to be a part of your lives, and doing that is a big deal to us. We're definitely excited to always be supporting different things and love to focus on that.
You're busy today. We got the buses going for the fifth graders.
I was going to say, we have the buses going with the fifth graders. It was moved from last week, but we've got this great fifth grade Carnegie link up that the Barnesville Symphony's gotten going, and they've done fifth grade programming for years, where they bring all the kids in from Bartlesville. They've hooked up with Carnegie now with this national program where they're going to expose them to really great music education, and it's an opportunity for students from all over the region to come to Bartlesville and be exposed to this. They've invited fifth graders from all over this part of Oklahoma to come, and we're proud to be the transportation sponsors that help the kids get there. That's sometimes it's important to not just do the parties and the big galas and things, but to support these things that I love to do that really got the kids to the orchestra.
Makes it happen. It does.
And we love that. And so the concert was rescheduled due to our winter weather last week. It's happening today, and there'll be over 800 students in attendance, and all fifth graders getting exposed to the great Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra and the Carnegie programming. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I've also got in the studio with us today Price Connors from the Price Tower, representing Price Tower this time. You wear some different hats in the community at times, but one of the things we share is our passion for the Price
Tower.
Right.
And you know, we have so many exciting things going on at Price. Price Tower now this Monday, we have a wonderful program called The Right Chef. And yes. This is going to be our third year doing it.
Yeah, I love Right Chef. Oh, it's one of the most exciting deals. And just the restaurant's gotten so good through this process. I love hearing from people about how good the food is. And I'm excited to see what happens at this program.
Am I. And, you know, we have contestants from all over the country. We have them coming from Chicago, Florida, New Mexico, and also Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, what's really wonderful is last year, our Right Chef winner was so fantastic, Chef Nook. Chef Nook haven't had his food, you really have to have it. And we're keeping him on as the executive chef and general manager. But what we have that's really exciting for all of you that you can take part in, on Monday, February 17th, we're having a tasting. The contestants will be doing a special hors d'oeuvre with a special secret ingredient, and we don't know what that is, and neither do they.
It's selected at the last round as they're finding that out the night before, I think.
Right.
And what they're
last year it was pumpkin.
Yep.
So this year we don't know what it'll be, but the exciting part is you can take part in that. This year, we're going to be announcing the winner on Monday night, which we've never done before. And when you enter, you get a ticket to vote for who you think should win. Now, the tasting, if I want to call it that, will be happening at 6:30 Monday night from 6:30 to 8, February 17th. The cost is $40 for members.
Awesome.
And $50. We don't like to say non-members. We like to say not yet members.
Yeah, future members.
Because after you come, you're going to want to become a member. Yeah. And that's only one of the many things that we have going on. We have a fantastic exhibit, the artwork of Bruce Goff and Herb Green, both very well-known organic architects. And that will be running through March 22nd. And then the part that's always the closest to me is the Tower Gala. Mm. Now, before we go on to Tower Gala, if you would like to buy tickets for The Right Chef on Monday night, please go online. And
there are still tickets available.
We have now updated.
Okay.
We have enough that if you call in, we'll make room for you.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
It's being held in our gallery space, which holds quite a few people. And it promises just to be a fantastic night.
So you can knock out seeing the art exhibit and
at the same
time. Awesome.
And please go on our website, which is www.pricetower.org. And you can see our online. And while you're moseying around online, you can also schedule a tour. We now sell tour tickets in advance online.
Oh, cool.
So the Price Tower has hit the 21st century.
That's
you can
awesome.
Buy online. Now, the Tower Gala is our annual fundraiser.
That's the biggest annual fundraiser. And it's a great party, a great time to celebrate what's been going
wonderful.
On this year. We'll have the news of the new Right Chef by then. And it's just a great time to come and celebrate everything going on.
Chef Nook will be doing the food.
Uh-huh.
And it's always just a wonderful evening. And that's going to be March 6th, beginning at 6:30. That's a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we really urge you all to come, not only to support the tower, but to also have a great time. We have a fantastic live auction lineup with some wonderful experiences that you just can't get anywhere else. You know, including one, which I think is great. Some of you may know or may not that we have a house here in town that was modeled after the movie North by Northwest, the Alfred Hitchcock thriller. And we're going to be offering, it's a house privately owned, never open to the public, and we are going to be offering a movie screening with a casual dinner, popcorn, candy, and other movie treats while you watch the screening of North by Northwest in a house inspired by it. We're also going to have a week stay in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, which is very close to me because it's my condominium.
I'll
be purchasing for a week. And we have just amazing experiences. We're also going to be having a silent auction. And what we really want to do is give you something you can't get anywhere else, all while you're helping a great cause and doing something wonderful for yourself and the community. Yeah. And, you know, and I have to say, part of what makes the Price Tower so successful, I'm going to embarrass Brad right now. Brad has been the president of our board, I think, forever. He has done a wonderful job of taking over the reins from one of my favorite people, the late Pete Silas.
Well, Pete was a great mentor of mine and somebody who got me involved with the tower and who, you know, came through my life a couple different times because we worked together on the Nature Conservancy. Right. I worked for them when he was on the board there. I was a newspaper reporter back when Boone Pickens and the takeover stuff happened.
Back in those days.
I got to know Pete and Glenn and the team back then as the business writer for the Tulsa World. So, you know, my relationship with Pete went through our lives, really. And, you know, he was a great man. And his generosity to Bartlesville is a huge shadow for us all. And
absolutely.
Know, from the Boys and Girls Club, the Price Tower. But, you know, the story of the tower and what Pete and the family did to really save the tower, really, keep it what it is today and make it something that we can all be proud of here in Bartlesville. I mean, it was a dream and a lark to have it built here. But then it was eventually the Price Pipeline Company moved on.
In 1981.
There was a period there where the tower itself's future was really in question.
Absolutely.
And Pete and Theo and some of their friends came up with this idea to create a museum and to combine that with the tower. And that's really what led to where we are today.
It is. And, you know, the tower, we like to say in our tours, there's two families responsible for the Price Tower. The Price family, of course, for bringing Mr. Wright here and building the building. But also the Silas family, who saved the building and is why we have it today. Yeah. And, you know,
we're always going to honor that at the gala and talk about that process. But I think it's a really important history for people to understand here in Bartlesville and the part of the legacy of the great stuff that goes on in our community.
Right.
Because it is a great place to live because of a lot of the generosity of people like this.
You know, where else in a small town, we're 35,000 people, 36,000, which is not large. You have the options of all these things to do. Look at the community center. We have that very exciting project with the green coming up.
Yeah.
And some of you may have read in the paper yesterday, we have a wonderful sculpture coming to the green. We have over 23 artists submitted proposals from Poland, from Spain, from all over this country, and 5 were selected to be semi-finalists, and they will be presenting a final presentation to the board. And what's so exciting is, sometimes I think people from outside our area appreciate the Price Tower more.
Sometimes we have visitors from all over the world almost every day.
All over the world.
You give tours, so you get to meet them often.
Right. I do. And, you know, this is on so many people's bucket lists from all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a woman from Australia who was her 8th grade book report before the time of computers. She did it all through encyclopedias. And she did it on the Price Tower. Huh. And she's now retired, so it was a while ago that she did this. And she came all the way from Australia just to see the Price Tower and make her dream come true. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think so many Bartians are like people who live in New York who've never seen Statue of Liberty or the Empire State Building. It's here, so we don't think of it as being important.
Yeah.
But it is one of the most important structures in the world.
And it's a public space. It really is accessible.
We welcome all of you. Mm-hmm. And we also have a great educational program. And on March 15th, we're going to have Big Brothers, Big Sisters Day, where we are welcoming the mentors and their big little sisters and little brothers in to see the exhibit for free that day.
Oh, cool.
We are also opened up a week ago. We had a group that we've hosted for 5 years. I've been lucky enough to give them tours. They are the Architectural Landscape Architecture exchange program from the University of Lima in Peru to OSU, and they come every year. And every year gets more exciting for them because 3 years ago, I showed them the plans of the green.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, I showed them the more developed plans. And then this year, they were blown away when they got to see it actually in action.
Well, and you bring that up, but if you haven't seen the view of the new Tower Center at Unity Square from up in Copper Restaurant, you've got to go up into the bar and restaurant and look out those windows. Even if you just, as you're just up there just to look, they won't have a problem with that. Tell them Brad sent you. But it is incredible from above to see the space and to kind of begin to visualize what that's going to look like in a few months when we have this great facility in downtown Bartlesville.
And, you know, we have so many groups in Bartlesville that can use that. I'm wearing another hat for 2 moments.
Okay.
Our finale concert of OKM, which has not been totally announced yet, is going to be at the new stage.
Oh.
So that is so exciting. We're going to have so many performances there. We're going to have picnics in the green. We have so much going on. It's going to tie in the Price Tower and the Community Center even more to being our cultural arts district,
yeah,
which is so exciting.
And I know some people still question, you know, why are we investing in that in downtown Bartlesville? And I just want to tell them, you know, it really is about getting people down there, bringing people, making sure downtown Bartlesville stays relevant and alive, and there's something to do down there. It attracts people down there to spend money. It attracts them to the tower. It attracts them to events at the community center. It should produce more tax dollars for the city of Bartlesville that's so important for our city's revenue. We've seen this in happen in Tulsa with the great parks they've built. And, you know, I don't think that any park that in our region is going to outshine this one in its facility and the way that it fits in our community, in the great setting between the Price Tower and the Community Center.
It's
going to draw people from all over our region that have never been to Bartlesville to come
Absolutely.
Here for the first time. And, you know, so it's going to be a great thing for our city. And I just hope everybody will give it a chance and come out to an event this summer when it gets open and just experience it. Or even not at an event. I think one of the great things about its design is it's really open. There's going to be a place where you can, you know, sit on the grass and play have just be in the park, or you can sit in the sculpture garden area and reflect and be among the fountain and sit and read or whatever you want to do. Or you've got the stage area where we'll have big events and concerts and things like
that.
So, you know, it's got a little bit for everyone. I think it's going to be a great public space. I know the tower's planning to do more food service downstairs.
The tower's planning on more food service out and back. So, you know, what's going to be nicer than to go and sit, look at the beautiful green space, listen to the music coming over. Yeah. And those of you who would like a little alcohol while you're listening to music, you'll be able to eat light food. You're going to be able to have a beer, have wine or whatever. And it's really going to make it into, you know, that's one of the great things that we love about Europe.
Yeah.
Is all those great squares with the sidewalk cafes and all. And we really don't have that in Bartlesville now.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And I know we've already got the breakfast being served downstairs now at the tower. So, and the gift shop is still in there. So it's there's been some changes if you haven't been in a while on the first floor as the team continues really just to put their arms around the customer and make it more welcoming when people come into the tower. And, you know, we've had really increased visitorship this year and through all the programs that we're doing. It's really an exciting time at the tower. So.
You know, one of the things I think may surprise people from Bartlesville, last year we had over 44,000 people come through the tower, and we had over 4,600 on tour. And I don't think people realize the volume of visitors that we have every day. And of course, we have the 19 hotel rooms, which are a great experience. And, you know, once again, I really want to tell you to please come to The Right Chef on Monday, February 17th. And don't forget the Tower Gala on March 6th.
Yeah.
And for tickets for both, you can go online. All of them are available for purchase online. And once again, that is www.pricetower.org. And if you wish to call, you can call 918-336-4949.
Very good, Price. And I guess we'll just hope to see everyone out there Monday night. I know it's going to be a big weekend at the Tower with Valentine's Day. I hear Valentine's dinner is sold out.
Dinner is sold out.
And the chef competitors will be arriving Saturday. And so if people haven't heard how this works, they'll arrive at the airport. Then we're going to take them shopping. They immediately go into the mode of beginning to prepare for their cooking. And that night, they're essentially doing the prep work on their what they're going to do on Sunday out at Tri-County Tech is each present a meal and to our judges. So this will have happened on Sunday before the event on Monday night. So we'll take all that information from the competition out at the Tri-County Tech and their commercial stage kitchen, which is a great place to see something like
Absolutely.
This. Absolutely. We've got incredible list of judges, food critics, and chefs from many of our more prestigious restaurants regionally, people from Arkansas, Oklahoma, all over the region. And so that we'll have professional judges and some non-professional, and then you get a chance to vote for the winner on Monday night and really help us select that final last winner who will be the new chef and help us recreate the restaurant over the next year. And yeah. You know, with the guidance of Chef Nook, we're all excited for that. I think it's just continuing to grow, and I know there's some exciting stuff happening in the background where we've got some media interested in the right chef, and I won't say Absolutely. Too much about this, but I think they're going to
national.
That's
national,
right.
The local radio, but national television media is planning to follow the new right chef through their year.
Wow.
And do some programming on it next fall on a popular Sunday morning television show.
Now, I have something to tell Brad that he doesn't know. Because how's that? I'm the chairman of the auction committee. So next year, for those of you who have really gotten involved with the right chef, one of our live auction items is going to be a chance to auction your way up to be a judge in the Right Chef 2021.
Cool. People always ask me, how do I do that? And
now you know. You win the auction and you become a judge in the 2021 competition.
Awesome.
Wow. That is cool. You know something? This is a record. Price only had to change hats three times today.
Well, he's good at that.
He's great.
It's good to have such great people in Bartlesville that give so much of themselves our community and to the
It's a wonderful community.
It is.
And do you know one of the other things I'm going to say about the new green? I'm putting on another hat right now. I'm with the Bartlesville Visual Arts Commission, which is bringing public art to Bartlesville. And our very first purchase is going to be moved over to the park, and that is the Buffalo by Kevin Box.
Uh-huh.
And as we all know, Kevin Box is a local boy. It's going to be over there. And it's going to be joining a piece. I don't know if many people in Bartlesville realize what an important piece it is. The Price Tower, a number of years ago, commissioned the artist Robert Indiana, who did the very famous Love, to do the 66.
Yeah.
So that is not only a place to go on your 66th birthday to have your picture taken, but it is a piece of art that is world-renowned very well-respected. So the next time you go by it, take a quick look. It's also moved location, so you may have to look a moment to see where it is.
Yeah. Well, I think we're running out of time, Tom. It's the end of the show. If you need something at the dealership, just check us out online at dungeonschoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
All right, we'll see everybody for the Right Chef. And, Brad, we'll see you out at the dealership. And if not, we'll be right back here with Car Talk next week, very same time, right here on K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460, KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.